Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the SciTech Institute Innovation and STEM Summit. I should have said that the opposite way, STEM and Innovation Summit. It's the second annual event, and we have a lot of activity going on today. I just got done with teaching a breakout session or hosting a breakout session with Dr. Andrew Maynard from ASU, and we were talking about science and the act of storytelling and how can we make science exciting for students, and it was a lot of fun. But right now, for our first broadcast, I have two wonderful guests I'd like to introduce you to. We have Janet Hartkopf with the Basha High School in Chandler Unified School District. And Janet has the role of Director for Cybersecurity, Cyber Programs. Is that correct?
Cyber Program Director.
Okay,
yes.
So tell us, what is a Cyber Program Director do for Basha?
What do I do?
Yeah.
It's a new position, so I'm kind of rolling it out as I go. And what I do is I interface with the community and with universities and community colleges to help build our program and to give access for our students to different companies and to the positions that are in cybersecurity. So kind of in a nutshell.
And it's the first year that this position has been available. Is that right?
That's correct, because the program is also brand new this year.
And how important, from your perspective, is it that we have a program like this in our high schools?
It's critical, because if we wait until they're in the university level, it's not going to happen. And because of the deficit that we have in these positions, we have over 6,000 jobs in the Phoenix Valley alone that are unfilled. If we waited, we would never get those filled. So we're trying to build that pipeline that's necessary in our community for cybersecurity by reaching our high school kids and then eventually reaching down into the junior high as well.
And I believe you said before we went on air, which was just moments ago, that this is also, you offer a dual enrollment credit as well. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yes, ma'am. We offer dual enrollment through Chandler Gilbert Community College, which means that all of our technology classes are also college credit for those students. So as they're going through and taking those technology classes, they are earning college credit. And the way that helps them is that if they decide, hey, this is what I want to do, they can continue on to the university level to either, as my partner here, GCU, or they can go to U of A or ASU, actually. But they'll finish their applied associates in science through CGCC.
All right. Well, I love that you segued over to Corey as well. We have
You're welcome. Second guest
here. Well done. She's a pro, isn't she?
I appreciate that.
I'll pay you later. Yeah. So Corey Araza is here with us with Grand Canyon University, and she is the director for K-12 STEM Outreach. So what a perfect matchup. I think this, did they pair you appropriately or just land this way? I don't know, but I think it's a fantastic fit. Yes, divine intervention for sure. So when you hear us talk a little bit about cybersecurity, Corey, what is important to you as outreach coordinator on behalf of Grand Canyon University?
Well, what's so exciting about the partnership that we have here, Janet and I actually met at a cybersecurity conference. I was representing GCU as STEM Outreach, really promoting our cybersecurity programs at our university, and Janet was doing that at the high school level. And because I came from high school, it just was a perfect match. So my experience is from the high school level, but bringing the bridge, the gap between the university and high school, and how do we partner with people like Janet to bring STEM education through the channels from junior high, and onto university, because we know we've got to start young when it comes to STEM.
And where are the deficits? Where are we struggling? And that's open a question to either of you. You both have been, of course, in the classroom. What else do we need?
Well, I'm going to take that first off. Because we're both cyber, I have experience in computer science, and we understand that computer science, computational thinking and mathematics is a challenge. There's a gap there we need to really fill. And I think that in order to get the STEM workforce that we are looking for, kids need application. So in cyber, it's a great place to start with application, right? What is it that they need to do? Why is the math important? I know that you've heard kids ask, when am I ever going to use this mathematics? And I'll tell you what, you're going to use it in application-based computer science. And if you have a cell phone, which I'm sure most of us do now, therein lies computer science. So that's one aspect. But beyond that, there's engineering, you asked, what are we missing? We're missing hands-on application in the classroom. So, I think that's what we're
missing. So speak to me really at a real elementary level, since I'm the former elementary school teacher. What does that mean? This is, we need the technology in the classrooms?
No, I think it means we need problem-based learning.
Okay.
We need to really think about how can we think about solving problems in a different way than we have been. Chemistry, biology, these are not siloed sciences. They work together in tandem. We have bioscience and biotechnology, biomedical engineering. It's all combined, but unfortunately, our school systems often look at these aspects as siloed or, you know, separate.
Really linear, very separate.
Yeah,
Janet's
so we need
nodding
to,
her head.
We need to connect
well.
And bridge. Yeah. Go ahead, Janet.
I completely agree with that. I will say that we've come a long way in schools trying to be more co-curricular with what we do, showing how math is used in language arts, showing how language arts is needed in cybersecurity and computer science, where we used to think that it used to just be a little think tank. You're sitting in front of your computer. That's all you do. No, you need to know how to communicate to people. You need to know how to write intelligently. You need to write an incident report. You need to make it succinct. There are different ways of writing and incorporating that into what we do. And then, like Corey said, making that math relevant and showing them how algorithmic thinking is used in algebra and algebraic thinking and in other maths as well. And that just makes it less of a chore for the student. But we are working towards that. There are some really good curriculum companies out there. I know I use Project Lead the Way, and they were project-based learning, where I'm facilitating their learning. The kids are engaged. They're in there with their, you know, fingers trying to figure things out, and it's just amazing watching the light bulbs go on when that happens.
I love it. So this is like the speed round. It's like a speed dating round,
right?
Because the interviews today are so short. I would love to hear from each of you. I know Janet already said she was here last year, but in a teacher role. Why back today as now the cyber program director? Why does it make sense for you to be here at the summit?
I'm here at the summit because I'm part of it. I can't do anything in cybersecurity without all of these people doing their job as well. And so I'm here to connect with them. I'm here to support them in any way that I can. And I'm here to learn from them, because in this field, you're constantly learning or you're done.
Oh, my gosh. Mic drop.
Right?
And Corey,
how do I follow that?
Yeah, right? And were you here last year? No, it was beautiful. Were you here last year as well?
I was, actually. And I just finished presenting, which is why I was a little...
Me too.
Running late. And we presented last year as well. And really what we like to do here from the GCU outreach perspective is present on that application base. So ultimately, how do you take projects and problems, solve them with purpose? Because as you know, our tagline at GCU is... find your purpose. So ultimately, we want students to be engaged in math, science, technology, engineering with purpose. And I always say technology is the tool, right? Mm-hmm. This is the tool to do business. And if we have entrepreneurs, if we have business leaders, if we have government leaders standing behind us, like at this STEM Summit, and saying, kids, we believe in you. We know that you're the next leaders. We need to empower you with purpose. And invest in you in science and math and technology in those areas. And yes, English language arts is a great place to teach STEM, and we hope that that continues. So we're just here to help, to bridge the gap, and we're excited to be here again.
I think a great way to wrap up this particular brief interview and segment is to recap what the two of you said about how you two met. You met at a cybersecurity convention or conference.
Yes. K-12.
And here you are. So it's these kinds of events that really matter, not only for outreach, but also you never know what partnerships are going to form or whose life you're going to touch. So thank you both for giving us a little bit of your time today here on Business Radio X.